Thank you and good morning. Fortuna police suspect that a murder-suicide may have been the cause of death for two people found inside a residence on Emerald Lane in Fortuna on Saturday afternoon. Police responded to the scene after a 911 call reported there were two unresponsive subjects in the garage. Police made entry to the house to perform a welfare check and found two men dead from gunshot wounds in the garage, believed to be the bodies of a father and son. Police suspect that the 50-year-old son shot and killed his 81-year-old father and then turned the gun on himself. The investigation is ongoing. Anyone with information is asked to contact Fortuna Police. The California Highway Patrol is investigating the circumstances surrounding a vehicle versus pedestrian collision early Saturday morning that left a man dead. It was just after 5 o'clock in the morning when the driver of a Chevy Silverado was headed westbound on Airport Road, traveling at about 30 miles per hour, when for unknown reasons, 61-year-old McKinleyville resident Rockland Gully walked into the roadway. The vehicle collided with Gully, who suffered fatal injuries and who was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver did not suffer any injuries in the collision, and impairment is not considered a factor. Investigators with the county and Cal OSHA have opened an investigation into the death of 57-year-old Willow Creek resident Steve Rodke, who died as a result of a suspected logging accident on Brandon Mountain Road in Willow Creek last week. Rodke's body was found about 600 feet down a steep embankment and was recovered by members of the Willow Creek Volunteer Fire Department. An autopsy has been scheduled for today to determine a cause of death, and no other injuries were reported during the incident. The Board of Supervisors have filled two county department head positions after they appointed a new library services director and a new head of the planning department last week. Vanessa Crispin has been named as the new county librarian, and she brings experience as a previous library director and administrator, working with both smaller rural libraries as well as large county libraries with her to the position. Crispin is a graduate of UC San Diego, and she's also a Drexel Dragon, having earned her master's degree at Drexel University in Philadelphia. John Ford, who brings more than 20 years working in planning and building to the job, comes to Humboldt County from Monterey County and has extensive experience in land use, long-term planning, and permitting. Ford earned degrees in geography and environmental studies at Humboldt State and UC Santa Barbara. The Art Department at Humboldt State University will hold a Doctorate of Humane Letters Award ceremony and reception tomorrow at the Van Duzer Theater for Hoopa-Yurok artist George Blake. Blake will be the 10th person to receive an honorary doctorate from HSU since 1965, and his art is on display at the Goudini Gallery. Born in the Hoopa Valley in 1944, Blake is known as one of the few people left who are skilled in the art of dugout canoe building, and one of his canoes is on display at the campus library. The ceremony begins at 4 o'clock and is followed by a reception at 5. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When the city of Eureka shut down the Budget Motel recently, it not only left tenants in place of a need to stay, it also shut down a building that was in bad enough shape the city deemed it unsuitable for habitation. Eureka Director of Development Services Rob Homeland spoke about the issue on Talk Shop, as well as the city's goal of housing 30 people in 60 days, part of a wider program to address homelessness. The closure of the Budget Motel would seem counterintuitive, but Homeland pointed out that there are minimum standards that must be met.
For the city of Eureka, we have code enforcement standard, and so there's a minimum level. You have to have running water. You have to have a bathroom. You know, there's a minimum level that's acceptable to be considered a residence, and if it doesn't meet that level, then it's not a residence.
Homeland said that it's incumbent upon the building owner to maintain the property so that it can be inhabited.
I tend to think of the building owner has responsibilities to maintain the building. A landlord has responsibilities to the tenants, and if you just concentrate on the building itself, there's neighboring buildings. You don't want that building owner's building to catch on fire and burn down and then catch the neighboring buildings on fire. You don't want it to be infested with rats or cockroaches. And so from a building perspective, we need to make sure that the buildings are maintained to an appropriate level for our community.
The city continues to coordinate with the county, the Betty Chin Foundation, as well as business owners and residents to provide the necessary housing for those in need. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.